Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Carol Schuler, and she kind of heads up the Relay for Life for Cass County. So, Carol, there are some things going on, and we need to talk about those.
Yes, and thank you for talking with me today.
You bet. It's always fun to see what's going on. And, you know, sometimes some of these changes we've had to make may lay the groundwork for some interesting things in the future. We kind of have to be positive about what we can make happen. So you're making some things happen related to the luminaries.
Absolutely. Relay for Life has always been mostly about the survivors and how we can honor them and remember those people we've lost. And we wanted to make that part of Relay virtual this year, and we wanted to do it so that survivors could be honored no matter if it was virtually or if people are actually able to participate on the night we're doing it.
Okay. And I want to just say right here that this is going to take some action on all of us listening by December 1st, and we'll remind you of that again, because the activity takes place after that. But remember, December 1st. So, Carol, what's happening? There's a couple of different parts, I think, related to the luminaries.
Right. So luminary forms are a form that someone would fill out in honor or memory of a loved one. And those luminary forms are located at the Whitney Bank in Atlantic and at the Rolling Hills Bank in Anita and Griswold. So a person would have to pick up a luminary form, fill it out with a suggested donation of $5, and return it to either the bank or the radio station or the place that they choose to return it to so that we can get those names ready to be read. What's going to happen is Chris Park, yours and my Chris Park, he's always helped with our KJN, has always been supportive. And he's actually going to read those names during the luminary ceremony.
Okay. So I want to go back to this form. Can I get that form online?
Yes, absolutely. You can get that form at RelayForLifeCassCounty.com. And that form can be gotten online, but it also can be picked up or, you know, gotten at those banks I mentioned.
Too. Yes, we need those alternatives for folks. But, you know, there's some folks not going out of their houses, so they can still participate.
Absolutely. And then those forms could be mailed to the banks of their choice, the Whitney Bank or the Rolling Hills Bank.
Okay, great. We'll remind folks of that again. So Chris is going to be reading these names to honor people, to remember people, and that gets to be in the past, a pretty long list. And sometimes we say, yes, I know that person, I know that person, I know. And then there are other names that we don't know those people, but that's all right. We're still honoring them.
That's right. What has been very, very inspirational for me this year is Relay is always really well supported by all our communities, you know, Cass County, but even the surrounding communities. This year, we're working with CAM FFA and the Anita Town and Country for their Christmas walk on December the 6th. So the names will be read by Chris between 5 and 6 p.m. Folks can drive up that luminaria road where the FFA students are going to light the luminaries, and or they can listen on their radio from the comfort of their home, in the safe comfort of their home, I might add.
So again, choices. You're giving people choices to be out in their vehicles or to stay at home in their comfy seat, hopefully. Maybe have an appetizer. 5 to 6, they can have a little appetizer without listening to the list and just enjoy.
That's right. I think it will be an inspirational time. Chris has put together some readings and some, of course, the names that are turned in, but I think he will make it a very interesting time so that people can listen and learn, but also remember those folks that we've lost.
Okay, that's good to know, because when I saw 5 to 6, that's an hour. Do I want to listen to an hour's worth of names? Well, leave it to you guys. No, it's going to be more a big plus, more than the names, which, of course, are the kind of center of it. But it's good to have some embellishment and some things to make us think also.
Make us think. Make us remember. Make us celebrate. And during this time of Thanksgiving, I often think we don't think of the things we're thankful for often enough. And this is just another way to be thankful. We've lost a lot of our privileges, but at the same time, we're sure thankful for the ones that we have and the things and people around us that we have.
Yes. And saying that, I think most everybody, maybe not 100%, but most everybody has something to be thankful for, if not right this minute, at least in the last part of their life. Somewhere there's something that maybe we need to remind ourselves, yeah, I am thankful for whatever that is. Will there be other kinds of things going on related to Relay for Life?
I don't know that right now. This is the one thing that we wanted to put together, and we were trying to get it into this calendar year. You know, uh-huh. We're always raising funds for the American Cancer Society. So we ask for a minimum donation of $5 or whatever you can donate, but we do wanted to let people know that we are thinking of those survivors. So right now, this is the only thing that Relay for Life has planned during this calendar year.
Okay. I'm sure there are groups, organizations that are still doing things to raise money. Perhaps individuals have projects that they're doing that relate to Relay for Life. It's just not happening all at one time like it has in the past.
That's exactly right. You know, we've had the Naughty Ladies have had a tractor drive, and they've also had a quilt fundraiser. The Atlantic Police Department just recently had a pink patch drive. We've had a lot of different groups. Zion Lutheran Church raised funds, and those funds still go to the American Cancer Society. So even though it's not the formal walk around the track relay, people are still out there supporting the American Cancer Society.
Well, good reason to do that, because we all in some way have been affected by cancer.
Most people can honestly say everybody knows somebody that's had cancer, whether it's a relative, a friend, a loved one, or just somebody that lives on their block. So this is our way that we can support those folks from afar, I guess you'd say.
And talking about things that are going to happen, I hope I'm not spilling the beans or something here, but I understand the CAM Digital class is working on a special presentation related to cancer survivors. It'll come out, I'm not sure of the date, but maybe before school's out. So that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. I've heard it's amazing. I've heard they're working very hard on it. It's a very inspirational way, again, for cancer survivors to celebrate another year. We usually say happy birthday to those cancer survivors. Congratulations, you've made it another year. And that video, I think, is going to help them celebrate, help all of us celebrate and remember those that we've lost.
And have been involved a bit with that. It's also relating to those young people who are working on it. I think their lives are being changed by the work they are doing on this. So that's good news for the future.
And I would say, too, the CAM FFA, they're the ones that are putting the luminaries up the street that night. And it gives them an opportunity to really have some purpose with those luminaries, to know that all of those luminaries are alive. And, you know, giving them that purpose of we're helping out the American Cancer Society by doing these luminaries. I can't tell you how much we're thankful for that students or youth are involved in this in every way possible.
Okay, so the date that those are going to be out there and lit is what?
Sunday, December 6th from 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay. And I'm sure if you're not familiar with, if you've not been to that drive in Anita, because it's been going on for quite a while, as I understand.
Many years.
I know you'll be able to find it. It's not too
difficult. Yes, that's what they tell me. You follow the traffic is what I've been told.
Yes. And so that should be really, if you want to get out in your car, it will be, I'm sure, very inspirational. So, again, let's review those of us who want to donate to Relay for Life through the luminaries. Where can we get the forms?
You can get it online at www.relayforlife.org/Cass County, Iowa. You can pick them up at the Whitney Bank in Atlantic or Rolling Hills Bank in Anita, Atlantic, or Griswold.
Okay, so now we have our form. We decide whether we want to put down one person's name, or you can just keep on adding however many names you want to. Do you need a form, a different form for each person?
Actually, you can put many names on that form. You know, we don't care. We just want to make sure that the printing is clear so that we can read the name correctly.
There you go. And if it's, you know, I'm just thinking this, if it's a name that isn't usually pronounced in a certain way, maybe they could spell that out for Chris so he can get it. We want names spoken correctly, and sometimes that's a challenge. So,
it can be a challenge, but Chris is very good.
Yes. So we've got the form. We have it filled out, and then we can do what with the form and the money?
Okay, so return your form to any one of those areas, put it in the mail, drop it off. It can be dropped off at the drive-thrus by December the 1st.
All right, December the 1st. Put that on your calendar. You know, if you're not going to do it right this minute, maybe right the day after Thanksgiving would be a good day. Since we're talking, Carol, you and I are visiting on the day after Thanksgiving. Do it today and get it done before
Absolutely.
You forget. Yes. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Carol Schuler, who's an important part of the local Relay for Life. And until next time, you know about Pooh and Piglet. Their conversation was, how do you spell love? And the answer is, you don't spell love, you feel it.